ulcerative colitis, and I know some other parents whose children have Crohn's and ulcerative, and just wondering, could this be, you know, some of our kids have diabetes, some don't. Could some of ours have this and some don't? Could be a part of it, I guess.
I'm not going to ask your name. Someone did, who I've not met before, did correspond to me and mentioned that they would be here, mentioning an individual, a child with Crohn's disease. We know that free radical ataxia is associated with outside neurological dysfunction, cardiac disease, scoliosis, and diabetes. The diabetes being modestly more than the general population, but at a much, usually at an earlier age, the type 1 sort of. Have we missed unusual associations? Good question. I will note that 7 of the 200 people I follow at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, actually going people of all ages, do carry the diagnosis of inflammatory bowel disease. Is that coincidence, bad luck, shared genetic experience because they come from similar genetic backgrounds, or something else indirect? The answer is we don't know. But that's something epidemiologically we probably will need to set up. It gets a little complicated because we'll have to control for various ethnicities and setting up the proper control population and really assessing it. I would know when I'm informally surveyed by other collaborators, I think Susan has mentioned she might follow one or two, but the other members of the collaborative group have not mentioned following anyone. So maybe something about living in Philadelphia and coming to see Dr. Lynch, I don't know. You can go wherever you want with that. But
one of the research projects I'm going with the blood samples that are drawn is looking at not just DNA and frataxin protein levels, but looking at RNA profiles. That when you have a defective gene, other genes in your body upregulate, change their regulation, you know, begin behaving in different ways because of the bad gene. We can pick up changes in the activity of other genes by examining what RNA they're producing or not producing. And that might give some insight into the role of various inflammatory diseases that seem to occur in some individuals with Friedreich's or other conditions that may run in some Friedreich's families that we don't fully understand why. So there is active research going on about this.
Yeah. I would note also there is obviously the selection bias that the more likely, if you come to a tertiary care center, the more likely you are to have multiple problems and be, in general, sicker, which is another thing that has to be accounted for as well as simply coming to a conference to learn more.
In the normal population, what's the incidence of Crohn's?
A number far lower than 7 in 200. But if you look at select populations, it can get up to the almost 1% level. Now, statistically, right now, we're greater than what we should be seeing. But again, now if I increment in all the possible confounders, you'd have to match to a population. The best way to match would be for people who come to see me for other reasons or come to see Susan for reasons other than Friedreich's ataxia and look at their incidence of Crohn's and their other forms of inflammation.